Everybody, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thank you for coming to the Wonderland Ballroom. Put your hands together for yourselves. You did it. All right. Fart noises are the best noises in the world, unless they're coming from butts. Sometimes people smell like farts, and that's okay. That's natural. That's normal. That's human. We're all human beings here. Or not. Whatever. Is everyone okay physically? I'm worried about everyone in the room right now. They're all questioning their decisions, and I understand that. I consistently question my decisions. It's important to question your decisions in life. That's not part of the monologue. This is part of the monologue. Ooh, that's a fun sound. When there's one single cough, you know it's going well. Hell yeah. This is show 372, and if there's one sound I love more than anything, it's silence followed with a single cough. I used to work at the Huffington Post, and I did not have the best time, but I did not have the worst time. And earlier this week, an article went viral on a website called Gawker, and the name of that article was called "Hell is Working at the Huffington Post," written by Anonymous. Not anonymous like the people that do really cool shit and fuck with a lot of people that deserve fucking with. Just some person that used to work at Huffington Post that doesn't want to get sued. So that's the Anonymous. I'm going to read you the first paragraph. Talk to someone who works at the Huffington Post these days, and inevitably one word will keep popping up: demoralized. I've never seen people so demoralized, end quote, is what a typical HuffPost employee usually says. Which is true. That is 100% true. I was a completely demoralized person when I was at the Huffington Post by the end of my run. People used to say, it's the worst place to work. It's the fucking worst. And I want to agree with the author that's saying hell is working at the Huffington Post. But I don't think hell comes with air conditioning, very comfortable chairs, a sense of agency, and free breakfast. So it's not actually that bad. I have a wonderful job. I'm the editor of a website, and I like to complain about that job because I'm a human being and we like to complain. And some people go, oh, it sucks. My job sucks. I have to sit down in a comfortable office and use Wi-Fi whenever I want and play on Facebook for 8 hours. It's the fucking worst, guys. It's the worst. I say guys all the time, too, in this hypothetical situation. Guys, it's the worst. I have this job that I absolutely loathe, that thing that everyone else around me would love and die for. But it's the worst, man. I have to do things like talk to bands I only sort of like. Oh, it's the worst. I have to go to these meals and talk to people that aren't my best friends, and it's free. Oh, it's the worst. Oh, man, my life is... I'm currently upset at work because someone isn't tweeting the way I would like them to tweet. That's my big fucking issue. Journalism in D.C. is a goddamn joke, okay? There's 10 to 20 people doing actual work, and the rest of us are just complaining about a fucking tag about a subway that's going to pop up in Mount Pleasant. Earlier this week, so the fact that somebody made any audible noise that wasn't a single cough makes me think you read the city paper, which is a fantastic paper. I used to write for them. I really enjoy them. I think the current arts editor is fantastic. Christina is an amazing woman. But... why do we give a shit about Subway popping up in Mount Pleasant? You could buy you open your own sandwich shop and then you create other sandwich shops and then you're successful and then you do a fucking lettuce festival and then Kendrick Lamar performs the lettuce festival with you and then people get mad. Who gives a shit? Everything is a fucking joke in a good way. It's a good thing. We live in a world. I'm gonna make a very bold statement here, people. Everything is a fucking joke in the most wonderful possible way, okay? The three biggest stories in D.C. this week were, in order, Kendrick Lamar performs with Salad Guy at Salad Festival, that Salad Guy's asked him to perform at Salad Festival. That guy sucks. That was the number one story. The number two story is somebody tagged Keep DC Weird, which has never been true. Keep DC Weird in Mount Pleasant because a subway is moving in. Just don't go to Subway. It's not hard. And then the other story is this one I made up about the Gawker thing. It's a very important thing that's been passed around journalism circles. I'm not a journalist, everybody. I'm an editor. There's a big fucking... what I do is a joke, and I am okay with that. This talk show is an entire joke. That's the point of life. It's to have these connections with people that you, in theory, wouldn't know otherwise, and then complain about shit that doesn't really matter. I almost said single. I'm a married man... that's 32, straight in America. Everything is the best it's ever been for me, and it's probably not going to end in my lifetime. If I've ever complained to you about anything, sincerely, I would like to formally apologize. It's complete bullshit, and the fact that all of you came out to have some fun with us tonight means so much to me. I'm going to complain about it on Twitter tomorrow and then write an op-ed for Gawker, and it's going to be only read by Jezebel people. We're going to have so much fun tonight. I have Katie here. Katie, put your hands together for Katie McDee. She's a wonderful woman who I enjoy quite a bit. This is your, like, what, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time doing the show?
This is my favorite so far because it feels like we're in a living room and, like, there's no one here and it's great.
Don't say that! This is so sad. This is going back to Huffington Post. I used to work at Huffington Post. Blah, blah, blah. I would do segments on Huffington Post Live. And that's their, like, streaming video service. And it was, like, a super big deal to go on that service. And then I found out more people listen to this show than ever watch Huffington Post live streaming. So everything is a fucking joke. The number one time, the most amount of people that have ever heard me is roughly 5 million people. Not joking. It was on WGN Radio, because WGN Radio is broadcast in Chicago, and they have one of the strongest signals. So you could hear it all throughout Canada and almost the entire United States. And I was probably talking about my dick to old people. That's the most people that have ever heard me. No matter how much television I do, no matter how much other radio I do, that will be the thing that defines my career. Guys, what I'm saying is I'm the Drake of talk show hosts. We're going to have a fantastic night. Katie's going to play songs. That's why she's on the show tonight. Is that correct, Katie?
Yeah.
Why don't you play one of those songs, and then I'll bring up our first guest. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Katie McDee, everybody.
Great. Give it up one more time for the Kevins. They were excellent.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Oh, I really, really like that song. Have you played that on the show before?
No, I wrote it last week.
Hell yeah. That's a good-ass song, dude. I used to compare you to the fiery furnaces all the time. But I think it's more mountain goats.
All right.
Is that another reference that you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
No, I know
that. Okay, good. Oh, that was such a good song.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Well, coming to the stage is someone that we could talk to about music. She's part of DC Music Download. I'm saying that so she knows it's her that's next. Could you play something while she walks to the stage? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Stephanie Williams, everybody. Stephanie!
What's up, everybody?
First of all, I would like to thank Stephanie for dressing like an adult.
I try.
The people that weren't on the record before this, they were comedians, and they just dressed like garbage people. So I would like... I am wearing a suit that at one point was too big and now is too tight on me because I've been gaining weight. And you are in a very appropriate dress.
Thank you.
I'm trying not to objectify you. I'm trying to throw us equally under the bus if we're going to throw anybody under the bus. But why do I always assume we have to throw people under the bus?
Yes. Well, you know, this is the most I've ever dressed for Wonderland. I'm wearing my heels. I don't think that's ever happened, stepping into Wonderland Ballroom.
Lots of people in about 2 hours will be wearing heels and then have a horrible night here when this place turns into a dance club. That happens around 10 o'clock, so we'll all have left by then. That being said, I would like to thank the Wonderland staff for letting us do this. They're fantastic people. You're part of a website that's good.
Well, thank you. Yes, I run DC Music Download. We've been doing this now for 3.5 years, and we're basically a music website. We also do events, and we are pretty much the all-encompassing source for DC music. So
it's great. Simple question. Why don't you live in Washington, D.C.?
I know. Isn't that the biggest? That's the biggest joke. Well, so I work for Discovery Channel during the day, so that's my day job. And I do DC Music Download at night.
So cool.
Well, thank
you. It's so great. May I ask your age, or is that inappropriate? I'm 32, if that helps.
I'm 28. I'm not that far off.
You're 28?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so you started this when you were 25, so you still liked music.
Yes.
Do you still like music?
Yes.
Why?
You know, the best part about it is getting just new songs, you know? It always feels like Christmas when you're, like, opening up a new song and it's, like, something never heard before and you're like, wow, this is awesome.
So the 100 press releases you receive a day, you're still excited to receive those.
Yeah, well, you know, we also have a staff of people who, you know, do also curate stuff with me, and it's a lot of fun, yeah.
That's
I still
so
like
great.
It.
Why did you start this?
So I started this 3.5 years ago, and originally, I went to college for journalism, so I was a broadcast journalism major, and I wanted to, after college, I was working my day job, and I was like, I kind of want to do something that's creative, because what I'm doing now, I'm actually doing research, which is very, like, numbers-based. We do Nielsen ratings, TV ratings, so I was like, you know, I want to do something that's out of the box, do something podcast-related that's involved with music, so that's kind of how it first got started.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at the same time, I was also going to local shows, and I was like, you know, there's a lot of good bands here, and I felt like there wasn't a whole lot of coverage with the local music scene. So that's kind of like where my focus kind of shifted, and I was like, you know, I kind of want to cover these bands and kind of see where it goes. And, you know, that's kind of how it all got started, really.
Have you ever played in a band?
No, I haven't.
Do you think you would be doing this if you had?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
So, you know, I like being away from that. You know, I kind of like being on the other side where I'm just kind of the spectator.
Okay, follow-up question. That's how that works. If you, you've inevitably dealt with bands that aren't so friendly.
You know, I feel like everyone generally here is pretty nice. Like, everyone in D.C. is, like, really collaborative and open and
maybe
know.
We've had different experiences.
Ooh, tell me.
Well, I used to work at festivals and bullshit and all that good stuff, and very similar trajectory to yourself. And I would meet a band, and they'd make pretty good music, and then they'd be amazing people, and I'd inevitably listen to their album more and more and like them more and more.
Yeah.
And the exact opposite has happened, where I loved a band's record, and then they're just assholes in person, and then I can't listen to them anymore.
Ooh, wait, who? Can you tell me a name?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the Sun Kill Moon example is a very popular one this week. That guy's a dick.
Yeah.
The end. Yeah. Like, and so, like, he does make amazing music, but I just don't give a shit. Like, there's so many other great options. Why waste time on that?
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to name local people. That's weird.
No. I mean, everyone that I've talked to has been pretty cool, you know?
Okay, what am I doing wrong? There's so many things. Give me one band that you discovered via this site that you don't think a lot of people know about.
Ooh, you know, I'll talk about somebody who I recently found out about. Is Denmate. I saw her at U Street Music Hall yesterday before I went to Black Cat and saw Spoonboy's last show, and she is great. She's kind of, her thing is kind of like electronic rock, and when she's on stage, though, she's so captivating. She's like, you know, rolling on the floor. She's in people's faces when she's, you know, in the crowd. She, like, works it, and she, you know, she's still pretty new,
yeah,
but she knows exactly what she's doing.
Denmate, one word?
Denmate, Den...
D-E-N.
Slash mate. Yeah, slash. It's like Den.
There's a slash in there?
No, it's Den.
Dash.
Dash mate.
Yeah. What do you think of the music of Slash?
Slash is great.
Is he?
Well, I what mean, think back in his heyday.
What do you think of Guns N' Roses? Seriously.
Guns N' Roses? You know.
Damn right. Fuck Guns N' Roses, man. Massage these pieces of shit. That's what I say. Fuck Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, sure. Stairway to Heaven, Motley Crue. This is a woman that edits a music website, everybody. You're a delight. I'm so sorry. Okay. Why did you say yes to me? No, that's not the question. The question is...
You consider that music?
Me?
Yeah.
I consider Motley Crue music? They're the best feminists in the world. Are you kidding me? They sing songs about girls, girls, girls. So, Stephanie... The events that you throw do well. They sell out. Who's someone that you really want to work with that you haven't had the chance?
Oh, someone who I haven't worked with. You know, probably Goldlink. You know, I know that he's kind of blown up right now. And for those of you who don't know him, he is an awesome rapper who is from D.C. And he kind of does like a, it's called Future Bounce. So he mixes like electronic with hip hop, and it sounds awesome. And he's been blowing up. I mean, he's been doing pretty big shows. He just did Sweet Life Fest last weekend, so...
Did you go to Sweet Life?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
I couldn't do the two-day thing. I mean, Columbia is a far hike, you know? It's...
What's the worst place to see music?
Worst place to see music.
In D.C. proper. Let's name names.
In D.C.
And the worst band in D.C. Go.
Oh, man, that's a lot.
You
in one.
You don't have to do this. but if you want to, I really want you to.
You know, I will say best place to see. Well, you know, okay.
Damn
so
it. Yeah, go
worst,
with best.
Wait, best place. You know, we did this DC music bucket list mm-hmm. where you were a part of it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing that a lot of people said was DC9, which, I mean, it's a cool venue. They mm-hmm. have, you know, a roof, and they have like a nice little intimate stage. I will also say, too, the DIY venues here. So Paper House can't beat that.
No, you're absolutely right. DC's got this weird thing. If you're a touring band and you're listening to this show, don't play a venue in this city. You won't make money. But you should play any house in the city because no cop will come. I have yet to have a cop bust up a house show. Have you been to a house show that's been busted?
No.
And that's crazy because I've been to Paper House and there's like 200 people. Like, this is horribly illegal and you're renting. Like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Alex, for the people not have any idea, Alex Tavola from Paper House is... Like, I'd say the main reason right now that, like, D.C. is going through this house show renaissance.
Yeah, it's great. And, well, the thing is, like, D.C., like, you know, there's a lot of house venues have been popping up. But
there's one, like, a block away.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
And it's cool. Like, I mean, it's cool that, you know, it seems like there's a lot of, you know, demand for people to go to these shows. And it's awesome that people are supportive.
And just for the people that don't know... They're like between Stephanie and my age. They're not like kids.
No,
here.
Yeah.
These are adults with jobs that are like, yeah, come to my house and make it dirty. What's going on in this city? This is amazing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and like another place too is Babe City. Babe City is awesome. And John Weiss and those guys have been doing a really great job from the Sea Life, doing a really great job of putting great shows together and great lineups from both like bands from here and out of town too.
It's, why do you think that is? Because the worst part about D.C. is the rent.
Yes.
And the cost of living is remarkably high. To have a rehearsal space is damn near prohibitive. A lot of bands don't. Yet, the house scene is thriving. It doesn't make any sense to me. That's not really a question, and I apologize to you, to your face. Who is another artist that you're enjoying? Because I had never heard of Denmate before. I'm enjoying this part.
Denmate. Have you heard of Heavy Breathing? They're cool. They're like a, they're kind of like an electronic rock band who, it's a trio, and they do crazy shows. I don't know if you guys have like seen them, but they, it's like this girl comes out with like a ski mask and like, just like the eyes and the mouth are showing and like her voice is like all distorted. And then she opens up with like all these crude and like sexual perverted things.
Hell yeah.
In front of the audience, and then she goes out into this rock show where there's like lights and fog, and it's like the ultimate like rock and roll experience.
All right, give me a third one because I'm enjoying this. Keep going, please.
Priests, obviously, they're awesome.
No, I already know them. Next.
Thing. Next. 2-inch Astronauts, cool.
No, I already know them. I like them. Go on.
Ah,
next.
Damn. Let's see. Like newer people. Yeah, I mean, you know, I will say like, Gully Waters is another one. They're an R&B band that also mixes rock in their music. They just got done doing a show at the Smithsonian, which does like
the After Hours
local,
event.
Yeah, the After Hours event. They're really cool.
No, that's all. Those are three artists that I had not known of 10 minutes ago. Perfect. Thank you. Lovely. Wonderful. The website's good.
Yes. Well, hopefully, I don't.
No, it's period. It's good. It's,
Thank you.
It's nice. It's clean. There's a lot of good writing going on. I'm enjoying what you're doing. Now, honestly, what's the worst venue?
The worst idea?
No, venue.
Venue. Worst venue.
And why? Man.
Okay, well, I won't say it's the worst venue, but I've run into a lot of problems. Is if you go to Iota Club, people talk a lot in there, and I feel like the sound bounces a lot. It's really hard to, if you go to a show, to hear what's going on stage.
That's interesting because I would have I've only been to a very few shows at Iota. Iota, for the people that don't know, that haven't been there, don't ever go because it's in the suburbs and fuck those people. It's
far
super
out. It's
pretty though. In terms of setting, they have like Christmas lights in the rafters and like there's a separate restaurant to the venue, but it seems to be book a lot of like boring yuppie music.
You know, sometimes there are some gems in there.
You are so diplomatic.
I saw deleted scenes in Young Rapids before a couple years ago. And
that's nice.
Yeah, it was just randomly.
Are you sure you weren't at Comet Ping Pong? You were at Iota.
Iota Club.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. What's the goal for this site?
The goal for this site? You know, we're starting to do more events now. So, you know, we're hoping to kind of do more of that. We had a couple successful shows at 930 Club.
And I think you sold out Howard and 930. Is that right?
Both 930 Club shows.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was crazy because the first show that we did at 930 Club was only our second show. And I was going around to a bunch of other venues asking, like, can we do our one-year show here? And a lot of venues said, no, you know, you guys are really new. We don't know what kind of turnout you're going to bring.
Who said no?
Let's see. Well, a lot of people didn't we were really new back then. So we had some people who were like, yeah, but, you know, you have to pay, like, a deposit up front.
Fuck those people. Sorry.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was just like, okay, fine. So I just went to 930 Club. I was like, you know, we'll just see what happens. And they're like, yeah, this is cool. Like, we'll do like an all-local show. And yeah, it ended up selling out.
That's awesome. It's so good. You're a huge asset to this scene, and I just want every shitty band to know, feel free to email her at any hour of the day. She will definitely give you a show at 930 Club. She is the only person in the city of Washington, D.C. that will give you a spot at the premier club of the entire East Coast, honestly. It's always rated number one in all these polls, and Stephanie's the only person that could do that. So definitely reach out to her, and don't stop harassing her until you get a yes. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's good to be persistent.
God, even in that, you're diplomatic. You're such a nice person. All right, so people should go to the website. It's DC Music Download. Just Google it. Don't ever type a URL on. What are you, a nerd? So Bing that. What else do you want? You got any shows coming up you want to plug?
So, you know, we're actually working with the Smithsonian now.
Hell yeah.
So they have a local music series. I don't know if anyone knows, but they do these cool, like, local music series, like, every other month. And so we're going to help them out with that. So it's in the Lucy Center, I think it's called. It's, like, where they house all of this archived art, but they also do these really cool local shows that's free. It's all free.
And a 5 p.m. start?
So yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's, like, a cool happy hour thing that they do. So we're going to help with that. And
I'm so glad things are working out.
We're trying.
And it's succeeding.
Yeah.
Don't say hustling. That makes it sound shitty. Like, you know, no, you're not hustling. You're just doing good work, and you believe in the artist that you believe in. There's no ulterior motives. It's lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's hard, you know, when you have like a full-time job and you're doing this on the side, it can be a lot sometimes, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You're great. You seem to enjoy what you're doing. Thanks for doing this. Have you heard of Katie before?
No.
Why didn't you book her at 9:30 Club?
On his keyboard.
Let's have a verbal agreement right now that the next 9:30 Club show, she headlines. That's wrong. No, middle of the bill, so everyone will be there. Just the middle of the bill, the prime slot that everyone wants, will be Katie.
Yeah, well, you know,
please don't.
I'm JK, and you're great.
Well, yeah. So we don't know what we're gonna do.
If you want to see someone puke on stage, then yeah, book me.
When are you gonna do your Howard Stern tribute show?
What?
I'm gonna cut that.
No,
from
I was
the
just
podcast.
Saying because I'd be so nervous, I'd puke on stage.
Oh, I thought that you had like, oh, I could just puke on command. I'm really good at that. I'm better at that
than
music.
Why would you think that?
That's what you implied. Anyway, Stephanie's a fantastic person. Go to DC Music Download. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely grateful to the Washington DC music scene, Stephanie Williamson. Thank you. It was so good. Thank you so much. We're going to shake hands like this with a microphone in the hand. She was great. Full song? You got a full song?
Yeah, do you want me to play one now?
I would prefer you to play the full song right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sweet. Hell yeah, man. You're good. That song was great. Is that another? I have not heard that yet. Is that also brand
new? That's in the musical.
Oh, that's a good plug. What are you talking about?
So, my roommate, Danielle, who's sitting right there, is also my creative partner. And we've written a musical together. And she's mostly written the script, and I've mostly done the music, and we've collaborated.
Is this script as good as that song?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the show?
It's a musical. It's a comedy. It has puppets in it. It's a rock musical.
What's the name of the show?
The name of the show is Tomato Beard.
Tomato Beard. Tomato and it's Beard. Part of what?
The Fringe Festival.
And it's at where?
The Atlas Performing Arts Theater.
And that's actually one of the good venues for the Fringe Festival, so that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, they sell alcohol there.
Hell yeah. Booze is cool, kids. Just remember that.
Yeah, but that's not till July. That's like July 8th, I think, is the first day of
July
it.
July 8th, and it runs for roughly... Three weeks.
We have five performances.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
But we also we have a full band for it. We also have drums and a bass.
I've never heard you with a full band.
Yeah.
I gotta go now.
It's our other roommates. Two of them are in the band.
What's gonna happen if you move?
I don't know.
Cool. Okay. You're so good.
Well, you should hear our band.
I will at the Fringe Festival on July 8th at the Atlas. July 10th at the Atlas Theater. Good plugs, everybody. I'm proud of all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Rob.
Yeah. you all.